This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Oh my goodness, my goodness. Actually, I have no goodness. I have no goodness apart from Jesus.
No.
So his goodness is what I meant to say.
Yes. Oh, his goodness.
His goodness alone.
I like it. Might be a t-shirt.
That could be it.
Yeah, yeah. I never know.
His goodness is in me.
So good.
That's not bad.
No.
And I've got a few others. We have to catch up.
Yeah, well, my Lord, don't even get me started.
Yeah. So we love y'all, and we appreciate you listening
very much
to us. It is
Who are we?
It was this Turbulent Truth.
Yeah.
Turbulent Truth. Our brand manager is right there, and he came up with that name, and at first I thought, yeah, it's cool. I like alliteration. And then over the couple of years, it was like, whoa, cannot believe.
We had no idea.
No.
Nah.
But the reality is it was there all along. The truth is always turbulent. It's always going to disrupt, at the very least, the lie.
Yes.
And many times the lie is harbored deep within the hearts of evil people. So when you speak the truth, they bark at you. And they throttle the crap out of you on the interweb. So
yes, they do.
All of you that are watching, please share it.
Yes.
Just share it.
Yes, please.
Unless,
find us on Rumble too, please.
Yes. Unless you are actually doing this, you don't have any idea how hard it is.
We didn't.
Because I call myself mildly and formerly famous. So I'm not saying I'm some big dog, but I do have decades of reaching out to people with some great success.
Absolutely.
And dang it, this is hard. But we ain't quitting because we don't know how.
No.
And God is not going to let us, apparently, because we're committed to it.
Oh, we're committed.
Yeah. We should be. And I mean, we're crazy. No, this is so much fun. That's part of the reason we keep doing it.
Yeah.
But we're Turbulent Truth. I'm Gary Chapman.
I'm Scott Kutcher.
Yes, he is. And we do this every week.
Just feel like we should.
Every week.
Because God said do it.
And so we said, okay. The skinny on our show in totality is life is crazy. It's getting crazier. The world is on fire. Don't get scared. Jesus is King.
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well done.
So we're going to do it again. This particular week, we always say, oh, there's nothing sarcastically.
Nothing going on.
Yeah. Ah, man. I didn't know the fire hose could open wider. Good
right?
Lord.
Yeah, it's like you go, have you ever like been in a dorm room that didn't have great plumbing?
Right.
So where I stayed in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the dorms, didn't have great. And you go to the common bathroom, and there was like a little spigot that you could get water to drink.
Right.
Right? Because back then you could get it out of there and not worry about being killed.
Yeah.
So basically I turned it on. I remember one time I turned on, I had the spigot like this, and it broke. And the whole thing just went, that's what it feels like right now.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
What just happened?
That's it.
Right? And that's literally every day I go to my feed, I'm like, or we have a conversation. I get a text from you, check this out. Or just a post, and I'm like, what is this? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So Gary is the one that keeps us in the know more than I am, for sure.
Well,
he is amazing at weeding through things and letting the Holy Spirit guide him to truth nuggets that he goes, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
And I'm always the skeptic that goes, well, is it really true?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we arrive at the stuff we arrive to.
We're not completely switching horses, but we're definitely occasionally trading.
Yes.
Because the stuff you sent me this week was
it's pretty decent.
Good grief. Oh, so good. You should know he's a recovering Catholic. So that's the things that he sends sometimes lean that way. And this week, man, we've got one you don't want to miss.
Yeah.
Let's go to the thing that a lot of people are talking about. Love him, hate him, I don't care. I don't know him, so I love him because that's my default.
There you go.
Alex Jones.
Oh.
Who everybody assumed was crazy because of some of the things that he said that were taken kind of way out of context about Sandy Hook and that horrible thing that happened and who was or wasn't responsible. And but what really happened was that he angered, this all came out in his interview with Tucker Carlson. Have you seen it in its entirety?
I've seen the whole entire
You got to see it.
I knew you were going
to say that. You got to see it.
He'll make me too. He'll tie me down and make me watch it.
I will.
No, that's true.
And you'll enjoy it because it's, wow, it's good.
Just the watching.
Two incredible minds just going. And a lot of things revealed, one of which was a detailed account of how he actually got canceled in the first place. Mm. He got deplatformed, debanked, attacked harder than anybody.
Big time.
Because he was so brilliant and so over the target. I did not know his background. He had an uncle who was either like in the CIA or somehow affiliated with that part of our world. So he grew up around that kind of mentality and conversation.
Not know that.
I didn't either.
Interesting.
And then over the years, he's been very outspoken and very very clear about where he stands. We'll say that.
Hmm.
And he doesn't take anything at face value because
you shouldn't.
You really shouldn't. And then when he looked under the hood of a few things, he was like, "Dang it! Maybe." The CIA did kill JFK, you know, and those kinds of things, maybe 9/11. This dude predicted with specificity planes flying into buildings, blaming bin Laden for it in August of 2001. I've seen the tape. They rolled the tape during that interview. He predicted it with specificity.
Hmm.
He doesn't claim to be a prophet. He claims to have a lot of people who keep him informed. And he takes all that in, and collectively he winds up saying things that, dang it, are spot on, exactly correct.
Interesting.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Anyway, you should see that. Elon Musk, who we're all still wondering if he's good or bad and all this thing.
Depends on the day.
Here's where I am. Here's where I am. The Bible clearly says that I'm to judge people by their fruit.
Fruits, yes.
Boy, you look at what he's done, you want to take a bite of it.
Yeah.
Because this dude has single-handedly, I'm not saying he saved free speech because it's still under incredible attack.
But he put the flag.
But he's stuck a flag in it.
Yep.
He definitely hooked it up to a defibrillator and shocked it. And
how'd he do it again?
Shocked it.
Love it.
Oh, good grief. I think I just channeled John Candy for a second. I don't know what just happened. But
welcome to the club.
I miss him.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So do I.
Anyway, it was just, it's just amazing what he's done. He put Alex Jones back on Twitter. X. He put him back. And the left, the Marxist cultural jerks are losing their minds.
Again, they're losing control. They had it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They love that they could just limit all that.
Yep.
And it's because of Elon Musk and other people, patriots that are taking a stand, whether you like them or don't like them, they're taking a stand. It reminds me of the flag and the soldiers going right in the middle of wartime, right? That famous flag, right?
Yep.
It reminds me of that. That's what we're all called to do. We're called not for America, but for Christ to go. And right now, we're one of the greatest shining hopes in the world for Jesus, period. We haven't gone away.
No.
I mean, and it has just been squished and throttled to where we've forgotten.
Well, the volume, the message is still going out, but those jerks have just yanked the volume knob.
Yeah, it used to be so loud, even in cartoons.
Yep.
Remember that thing I sent you?
Oh, dude, this is beautiful. You want to do that now?
Yeah, because it's
not
a perfect example of how they throttled it.
You're right.
Because it was so common, right? So what we're about to show you was so common. 1965, cartoon. I remember watching the reruns. And, you know, because I was born in 71, I'm not as old as him.
No,
but
I'm a lot
he remembers
older
it
than
though.
Most people.
He remembers the reruns.
79.
So all joking aside is it was commonplace to talk about the reason for things, biblically, so on and so forth in the common mainstream. And all they've done, that was a good analogy, but they just turned it way down and they've turned up other crap to drown it out. But this is a perfect example of how we used to just do things.
Yeah. This is Charles Schulz.
Yeah.
Who I'm pretty sure was Jewish.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Check this.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Brought to you by a devout Jew in 1965.
The point is that
wow,
our society was founded on Christian principles, and we have forgotten who we are and whose we are because we've allowed them to turn down the volume and turn up their volume. Mm-hmm. Therefore, back to Ephesians, I think it's 6.
It is 6.
Where they talk about principalities.
Mm-hmm.
They also talk about authorities in some translations.
Yeah.
Not King James, because, of course, he didn't want that to happen.
Right.
That's why I hate King James. Sorry. Any of you that love it, yeah, get away from it. The other translations that are more accurate talk about also the worldly authorities. Mm-hmm. Therefore,
wickedness in high places.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, this has been going on forever. It's biblical. And we've got to turn the volume back up.
Yeah,
and that's what's great about Elon Musk. They're allowing us to turn that volume back up. And it's not just about conspiracy stuff. The conspiracy stuff, the reason they label that is not conspiracy. It's truth-seeking that doesn't fit their narrative. So they had to come up with a term. CIA came up with that term how long ago?
Well, conspiracy theory is the phrase they like to use. Mm. The reality is there was a conspiracy. A bunch of people conspired to kill John F. Kennedy.
Hands down.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Theory? No.
No.
No, it actually happened.
Just need to figure the crumb trail back to...
That's right.
That's all.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just... it's an amazing time to be living because there is so much truth being exposed. Remain skeptical.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But be hopeful.
Don't believe it just because we said it.
No.
But check it out.
Yes.
Check
please.
It out.
Please.
Don't believe it because stinking NBC or CBS or MSNBC or any of the rest of those liars said it. Don't do that. Because I am not skeptical about them. I know they're lying. If they're talking, they're probably lying.
Well, back
I'm so mad about it, dude. I'm so mad.
I can't tell.
I'm really, really
don't
fed
hold back.
Up. I'm fed up.
Tell me about
I'm
it.
I'm done.
Come on.
I'm done. Just amazing stuff happening, though. J.D. Vance, did you see him on Jake Tapper's, the CNN Sunday morning show?
No.
Oh, man. Senator J.D. Vance from Ohio.
Yeah.
Who, I don't know why I have been skeptical of him, because I'm skeptical, I guess. But there's something happened in history recently that made me go, huh, I wonder if he's as much one of us as I want him to be. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Have you ever felt anything but greatness about him?
No. I when I look at him, I just don't know yet. It's one of those where I'm waiting for the fruits.
Well, he sprouted some fruit and Jake Tapper got scared.
Oh.
Dude.
Oh.
I will find it and show it. It's particularly telling. It's really, I don't have to show it. It's just the stance that he takes, in particular about Ukraine. Mm-hmm. You know, Zelensky is, you better watch out.
Yeah.
You better not cry.
Right.
He's coming to town.
Oh, and yeah. Again.
So he was coming to town, and he was going to meet with with JoJo, and he was going to meet, Joe's not going to know about it, but they will have a picture together with somebody, and Zelensky. I don't know who it is. He looks like Joe Biden. I don't know if that's him. I don't know. It's weird. Check the earlobes. It's weird.
Check the earlobes. I know.
It's weird.
No, it is.
You can't. Okay, never mind. I can't believe they were that sloppy. Is
well,
that's the real
you know,
thing.
No one's paying attention.
Yeah, a lot of people are. See? Anyway, so he's meeting with him. And to my dismay, I believe he's meeting with Speaker Johnson, who is not making me particularly fond. I still believe he's a man of God because he sure says it.
I think he's trying to find common ground, but through a biblical lens, and he doesn't know what that means yet.
Well, fruit is what I'm looking for.
Exactly right.
And if you say yes to a continuing resolution that goes into 2025, that's bad fruit, brother. That's
it is.
Real nasty fruit that I ain't going to eat. I'm not eating it. Quick aside, you can go to SaveAmericasMilitary.org and get very specific. I mean, copy and paste an email. Do this. If you want your country to be protected, because we're down 25% on recruitment.
Yep.
The bigger issue is that they being the dark forces that want America to fall, they used COVID as a tool to get rid of anybody that said, no, I don't think I want that jabbed in my body.
That's
I don't think I want to do that. So they booted all the people that were willing to, take a stand.
Oh, have a backbone.
Do you want your military to take a stand? You want those people in there or not? I do. But they got rid of them. They got rid of a ton of people.
Good patriots.
And I mean like up the chain. They got rid of a bunch.
They did.
That's why what Senator Tuberville is doing in stopping the advancement of a bunch of, you know, high-ranking people that they want to be very high-ranking people. He's dug his heels in and said, no.
Enough's enough.
That dude has single-handedly planted another flag.
Another flag.
In our military. But if they wind up passing the bill that Schumer out of the Senate has put in place for, you know, to fund the military, all the things that the House voted for, to do away with the DEI and to do away with paying for abortions, to do away with it all comes back. So if that matters to you, if you want your American military to be strong
and be free to be strong.
Yes. Then you need to go to SaveAmericasMilitary.org and do what it says to do.
Absolutely.
They've got easy pathways for you to connect with your representatives, your senators, and bark loudly. Don't let them misunderstand what you mean here.
Plant your flag.
Do it. You have one because you are an American.
That's right.
Okay. So I had to do that. So Zelensky, he's going to talk to Biden and he's going to talk to Johnson. And I just heard literally on the way here, dude, he has been given permission to address the military.
Why?
Dude.
No one's ever been given that.
No. No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. No. No.
Ugh.
No. So he's
you know the blackmail goes deep.
Very.
You know, when all that money exchanged, the crooked crap that came out of Ukraine, and exchanged with Biden and all the rest of them that they don't want to talk about.
Child trafficking.
All that crap happened. That darkness is now a great tool to use to blackmail everyone else in the government that they can.
If you're wondering how much money it would take for you to launder through your corrupt regime to be able to address directly the American military, it's roughly at this point about $120 billion.
Yeah.
And they want another 60. But it won't be another 60. It'll be another 70 and then another 80 and then another 60.
It'll never stop.
It'll in very short order. By the time Donald Trump takes office on January 20, 2025, by the time that happens, we'll be at $500 billion. You mark my words, they will get there. They'll figure a way to get there. Because their greed doesn't have limits. None.
Well, you have to bankrupt them. At the end of the day.
Yes, you do.
That's what you have to do. Yeah. You have to bankrupt them.
Anyway, I'm a little fired up about it.
Yeah, it's bullcrap.
Well, for him
for
to...
For sure.
That sickens me that this guy, that they're giving him permission to address our military men.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's a sales pitch. All it is a sales pitch. I need more money. This is why you should give it to me. It's a sales pitch.
And if you're in the military and you happen to be selected to be in that audience, how about you grow a pair if you don't have one and absolutely heckle the crap out of that bonehead. The minute he takes stage, start booing and don't stop.
So what is the...
How about USA, USA?
I love
that. A start.
I love it.
That's a start.
Love it. Well, how about this? How about you just remember the oath you took?
Yeah, that's
it. I come from a military family.
Yeah.
So foreign and domestic,
yeah.
Right? Any threat, foreign or domestic, including a bad commander-in-chief that's going against the Constitution.
Yeah. So this particular instance would constitute, no pun intended, both of those. It's foreign and domestic.
Absolutely. At the same time.
So uphold your oath.
Please.
Do it.
We're depending on you. And we're praying for you. We are praying for you to be able to do that. Because we know it has to be so difficult. But God has your back.
Yes, he does.
And so do we.
Cleansing breath.
Woosa, woosa, woosa. Okay, now.
Oh,
so no,
did you see? Did you see Riley Gaines, our girl?
Yeah,
Riley?
She got everything reinstated.
That didn't actually happen. That was a lie. I had to take I had to take that post down. It's going to happen.
Better happen
because Jesus is King. It will happen. But that got it got the rumor got widespread that the NCAA had grown not a set a brain, and given back. The medals, took them from Leah Thomas and gave them to Riley.
Which we
I posted it, and I was very quickly corrected by many people saying, yeah, this didn't actually happen, so I took it down. But she did plant a flag in a congressional hearing. Did you see any of it?
Oh, no.
Dude. Again,
she's amazing, so I'm sure it was cool.
You would love to watch the whole thing. But there was one particular very progressive representative that was, you know, on the panel. During her opening remarks, she insulted Riley, called her transphobic and a bunch of stuff.
Mm.
And let's just say Riley returned fire.
Kind of lit her up.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's disappointing to me that although the title of this hearing implies a much needed discussion, we're likely going to be forced to listen to transphobic bigotry.
Ranking Member Lee, if my testimony makes me transphobic, then I believe your opening monologue makes you a misogynist. Thank you.
I move to have the gentlewoman's words taken down. Madam Chair, she's engaging in personalities.
Can I just ask how it's fair to be called transphobic?
There's a
thing.
I would say men disguising themselves as women are engaging in personalities.
Order.
Yeah. Hang on. Order, order. Let's get a ruling. The chair.
Okay, I move to withdraw the point of order.
She was wrong. She was completely wrong. She had no right to do that. At all, and she basically just said, "Yeah, no, you can't do that." And I love that about her. She is not afraid. She's in the fight. She gets attacked so much.
Oh yeah.
Go to her page, Riley Gaines, on Facebook or any social media, Twitter, X, whatever. Good grief, I may never get that right.
So, did you see the one on this talking about flags? And every one counts because every flag starts to become a field full of flags that can't be ignored. So remember that. Did you see the one about the powerlifting coach that actually coaches female powerlifters, and this transgender is killing all of them? So he entered in himself as a female, said he identified, and destroyed everyone.
Can I see this?
A male powerlifting coach upset by the recent controversies around transgender athletes in sports took his competitive streak to a new level this week. Avi Silverberg of Canada shattered the women's bench press record after telling officials he identifies as a female, according to Fox News. The record in the 84-plus kilogram category was previously held by Anne Andres, a transgender athlete who has won 8 of the last 9 powerlifting competitions entered.
We all know that I'm a tranny freak, so that doesn't count. We all know that I'm a tranny freak, so that doesn't count.
Andres is recognized as a female competitor on the Open Powerlifting Tracking website. Absolute madness. Andres had a front row seat as Silverberg mocked the athlete's record, as reported by the Independent Council on Women's Sports. Silverberg's bench press of 167.5 kilograms, or 369 pounds, was all the more shocking because it did not violate the rules of the competition. These were set by the Canadian Centre for Ethics and Sports and sanctioned by the Canadian Powerlifting Union. According to the organization's trans inclusion policy, any athlete is able to compete in any gendered category based on self-identification alone.
Okay, that's awesome. So the coach just said, yeah, no.
Nope.
This is how you lift.
So he took a stand and said, here's my flag. Boom. I'm sick and tired of my girls being put under this when they work so hard and they were all getting so frustrated. He said, you know what? I'm going to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens when there's no kind of guideline that's bigger than man, which would be, I don't know, God's defining things, and
right.
We're able to define it ourselves. Did we not learn about the whole, tree of life and truth and good and all that crap?
Mm-hmm.
Don't take from the knowledge of good and evil is not ours, it's God's. Ours is to understand, or our role is to understand what that means in God's eyes and then act upon it. When we start to define it ourselves, this is what happens. So I think it's hysterical that he's like, enough. 369 pounds,
just
dude.
Wherever you are, the word is, wherever you are, plant your flag.
That's it.
Hopefully yours doesn't weigh 369 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
But if it does,
what a beast.
Plant that sucker.
What a beast.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love it. I did some minor powerlifting stuff back in the day, and man, some of the best guys on our team, they weren't in 369.
Yeah. That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight for a bench. Especially what they call a true bench. That means you can't arc your back and all this extra stuff to get extra.
Yeah.
No bench shirt on that helps you, which they make those, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's all natural. To be all natural and do that?
Yeah. Well, he's clearly naturally a woman. No question about it.
He's
a very strong woman.
If he tells you to take out the trash, you take out the trash.
You should take the trash out now.
Now.
Yes. So speaking of belief systems, have you seen the little snippet of an interview that somebody on the BBC did with our very own Mr. Science, Dr. Anthony Fauci? Don't you miss him?
Oh,
I don't see him much anymore.
Like a bad hemorrhoid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
He can fix that.
I bet he can.
Yes.
And enough jabs.
And he can cause
enough
it.
Jabs.
Yes.
Knock it right off.
So.
Jeez, he's a mess. I can't believe he's still like around.
That was the headline for the article about what he feels, because he's Catholic, but sort of not
loosely.
And you need to hear from his own lips how he sees all of that.
Yeah.
What does he really think about belief in general?
This Dogren Chapel where Chris and I were
married. That's where you were married, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Do you still go there? Do you
no.
Still, you don't practice
no.
anymore, do you?
I don't, no.
Why?
A number of complicated reasons.
Go on, we have a whole corridor.
First of all, I think my own personal ethics on life are, I think, enough to keep me going on the right path. And I think that there are enough negative aspects about the organizational church that you're very well aware of. I'm not against it. I identify myself as a Catholic. I was raised, I was baptized, I was confirmed, I was married in the church. My children were baptized in the church. But as far as practicing it, it seems almost like a pro forma thing that I don't really need to do.
Did I do?
Okay, so he's basically saying because there were some pedophile priests over the years, I can use that to justify my obvious commitment to the satanic rituals that keep me going. I'm telling you, that guy's as dark as they
and
get.
The sheer
I promise
arrogance.
You it'll come out. It will come out. That man is dark. He is evil. Period. Judgment? Eh. How about discernment?
Yeah, he's the sheer arrogance of him.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got my own moral code. I don't need to rely on anything bigger
that.
Than myself.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that frustrates me. Everyone equates God to church. Mm-hmm. No, church is nothing but an avenue in which to connect with your Lord and Savior through a community of believers that you support one another on that journey. That's all it is. Are there going to be screwed up Catholic churches? Absolutely.
They're screwed up
every
all
church.
Churches.
Doesn't matter, because when man gets involved, we screw things up. That's the way it works. The point of grace is that we acknowledge that we are, and we try to get back on the right path. And that's why we landed at the church we're at right now. We believe they're on a great path. Do they have their issues? Of course. But are they unbiblical? Nope.
No.
I can't find anything unbiblical about them.
No.
And I look. Trust me.
If you're out there and you've been what we call church hurt, that's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
Because I've looked at all of them. I'm
Me
not
too.
Aware of a religion that's perfect.
No way.
They're all flawed.
Yep.
Because the divisions were pretty much all originally caused by, I believe this, you believe that.
Yep.
We interpret this scripture differently.
This way.
So you just get over in your corner. I'll get in my corner. And then, oh my goodness, look, we had to split again because you believe this and I believe that. And how many Baptist denominations are there? Look it up.
Oh my gosh.
It's just a long list of, no, I believe this. Division is not the plan. It is not. Unity is the plan.
And so you look for the people on the fringe of every religion that is really being biblical.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sent you a clip about that.
Yep.
There is a guy on the fringe. And yes, do I believe right now the Catholic faith, especially under the current leadership, is on the wrong path? Absolutely. But do I believe there are great people inside the Catholic faith that are God, Holy Ghost filled, loving, passionate Christians that are trying to make a difference? You bet.
Dude, and we found one. Sent me.
Oh, this guy. I was like, yes, because he's on the fringe.
This is amazing, and I love it.
Do you think this unbelieving generation who's bought into the atheism and the agnosticism and the ways of the world, you think they're on their way to heaven? I don't think they are, and I'm not afraid to say it. In our politically correct world, we think everyone's going to heaven. Do whatever you want. Try to be a nice person. Everyone's going to heaven. Where does it say that in the Bible? What great saints of the church proclaim that, oh, everyone's going to heaven. You don't need to strive to be holy. That's never been said in the last 2,000 years. So why does everyone believe this today? Why do we no longer preach repentance? Believe the good news. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that you can have eternal life. Why do we not preach this anymore? You wonder why our young people don't go to church? Who's rising up to warn them? Save yourself from this corrupt generation. And so we need to pray that the Lord raise up his prophets and his saints in our time to proclaim the good news to everyone. So that people can be saved.
What you didn't see was the other camera that was facing out in the aisle, and John Belushi was the end, and a light came down, and he started doing backflips, and then people started running the aisles.
That is amazing. That is an incredible, beautiful word.
Again, the fruits. What are the fruits? He made reference to authorities. If you think his direct supervisors inside the Catholic faith did not call him out on that, are crazy.
Yeah.
From someone that had a brother that was a priest, I'm telling you, he got reprimanded for this.
Yeah.
No doubt. And if he didn't, then God has protection all around him. And thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But
that's
the point. He planted, you can see a theme today, plant your flag.
Yeah.
And that flag has to have first Jesus Christ. The cross, that's your flag. And then everything else falls underneath that.
Yeah. Everything answers to that.
Everything. our flag, everything.
Well, it is the all-powerful name. It absolutely is. And it will be shown. It will be shown. I promise you.
All knees will
bend. You think he's going to let the devil take this world and wring it out like this without a response? Really? Really?
Again, I feel
good grief.
I feel like Jesus is sitting on the throne. He's just looking at his dad like, now.
When?
Now?
When?
Now?
When?
Now?
When?
Because first time was a lamb. Mm. This time's a lion. When? Can I go? Can I go? Can I go? And he's going, hold. Well,
you know
hold.
What? I believe it's a lion, but I believe.
With love.
It's going to be love.
It's going to be love. Because that's, but think about it.
But when you refuse the love, there may be a price.
Kneel.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's going to bow.
Oh, whether you like it or not, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So this other thing you sent me.
Oh, my gosh. What are they going to learn?
You were on such a roll. This is so good.
Oh, so I get so frustrated because I'm a brand guy. It's part of what I do, right? It's what I do for a living. I help people create kingdom brands, whether they realize they're kingdom-based or not. I give them the background because God told me to insert themselves in society in such a way that they serve others, all right? That means you don't take crazy political stances. You serve everyone out of a moral code that's above you.
Take moral stances.
What a crazy concept, right?
Yeah, don't be afraid to take those.
Yeah, take those, yeah. But do it in such a way that welcomes everyone out of love. What a concept, right? I love this guy because he's like, really?
Yeah.
Here we go again. So here's one of our favorite brands that decide that it's smart to take a stance. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and talk a little about Target again.
We're really doing this again? Target just hired Eric Thompson as their new LGBTQIA+ segmentation strategist and pride lead, and is priding up their Christmas stuff this year. Shelves are set to be filled with gay Santas and LGBT nutcrackers. Thompson is promising glitter and hellfire to rip that old world to shreds, darlings. Quick history lesson. Anheuser-Busch partnered Bud Light with trans activist Dylan Mulvaney this year. They lost $15.7 billion. Then they doubled down, losing even more billions, and only this week finally fired their U.S. head of marketing. Disney's The Little Mermaid and Marvel's have lost hundreds of millions each at the box office, and they've delayed Snow White a full year because of the immense backlash. Target launched Pride merch targeting children this summer, including tuck-friendly swimsuits, and lost over $14 billion. In-store sales still haven't recovered. Now, right before the biggest shopping season of the year, when you're already competing with online retailers like Amazon and the other ankle biters, amidst high inflation, at a time when people are struggling just to put food on the table, you're trying this again. Fine. You want another lesson? You've got it. Target, if you want a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, knock it off with the political posturing. We're tired. We just want to shop and leave. If you want to lose another $14 billion, be my guest. You've earned it.
So, I'm thinking if they don't switch course, and they won't, they've already made their move. They made that choice.
They're doubling down again.
They made that choice after the last response to their silliness. And man, they're just going to have to eat it. It's just going to have to happen.
You have to look at their CEO. Their CEO is entrenched in darkness.
Yeah.
He supports it like crazy. He has been at rallies in the Church of Satan. I'm telling you, do your research.
Yeah.
It will blow your mind who their CEO is. And then you'll understand why he doesn't care.
No.
It's an agenda-based thing that they're willing to spend all kinds of money
he has to
push.
He's not even making the choice anymore.
Nope.
He's obeying orders.
That's exactly right.
He's got a higher power.
And
it just ain't yours.
And it's called Satan.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And we are not the church lady.
No.
We're the church guys.
That's right.
Satan? Yes, it is him.
Yes.
It's him. He's alive.
But I say it like that because he's
temporarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
That's amazing, dude. I cannot believe they would be so.
I can.
Stupid.
Nothing surprises me. You're going to see a clear division as we go forward.
Oh, yeah.
To brands that say, I'm going to stay neutral but stand on morals. And brands that say, I am going to be a social justice warrior like this crap.
Right.
And then you're going to have ones that say, I'm going to be a kingdom builder.
Mm-hmm.
And how I'm going to do that is I'm going to be very bold about Christ. And it's going to literally combat that stuff.
Yeah.
So you're going to have three types of brands. A neutral, a kingdom brand, and quite frankly, a social justice, Satanistic, warped, perverted brand.
It's actually going to get easy. You'll be able to tell the difference pretty quickly. If you're spending any time at all in prayer and in the Word and trying to stay connected
to
God, you're going to know it. You'll feel it. The Holy Spirit will be alive in you, and you'll read something, you'll see something, you'll hear something and go, oh. And you'll see through it like that.
And it's personal for everyone.
And it's very cool.
Yes.
It is a really fun way to live.
Absolutely.
I'm saying it's the best to be able to walk through life confidently, knowing that you've got not this giant loving voice that speaks to you. Do I hear voices? Yes. Is he crazy? I guess. I'm just telling you, it's an amazing way to live your life.
It is.
Once you taste it, you will never go back.
No.
You won't.
Because you won't feel confused and you won't feel alone.
The fear's gone.
It's gone.
What are you afraid of?
Yeah.
Seriously? Okay. Something God can't do? I need to see that list. I need to see that.
Good luck.
Something
with that.
He can't protect you from? Yeah, I want to see that list too.
Yeah.
It's crazy to live any other way.
It is. Absolutely. What else you got?
We were talking about free speech. I know we've gone a little long.
That's okay.
Well, you're just going to love this. I don't think you've seen it, and it's... I'll preface with this. I don't think it's fun or good to make fun of anybody for their looks. I don't. I've had it done to me because I'm not a particularly perfect looking guy. I'm getting some years on me and, you know, my skin's not quite as tight as it used to be. Okay, I look pretty young for my age. But having said that, I don't think it's cool. But we're about to do it because it's too tempting. We cannot miss this opportunity to ridicule the silliness of this particular thing. So Ireland has an agreement with the European Union.
Oh, I know where you're going.
To monitor free speech. So they actually call it policing free speech. Okay, if you're policing it, it's not free. How do you police free speech?
You don't?
You can't do that.
No.
You can't.
Well, you know, when you change your constitution every so often, that happens.
Well.
And they do.
The Irish people, I don't think, are going to be very happy with this in light of the recent events that have taken place over there. And, you know, you got Conor McGregor thinking about running for president. I think the outcome is going to get interesting. But I want you to see their new minister of whatever. I'll get the phrase right. This is just too good. Meet Jeremy Godfrey, head of Ireland's Ministry of Truth, responsible for social media censorship and policing free speech. Take a good look at Jeremy there, buddy.
Wasn't he on Mad Magazine?
That's your face.
Wasn't he Mad Magazine?
Dude, look at that. Are you kidding me? Here's a better picture of his. He's got like a total wonky eye. If you struggle with that particular malady, I'm not making fun of you.
No.
But how can you be in charge of whatever powerful
and be taken
position
seriously?
This is?
The smile's what gets me. I like the smile.
Yeah.
It just adds.
Well.
You know, with all of it. But it's a total package.
Yeah, but.
He is the total package.
But he's got one eye pointing at Kansas and another one to Jersey. So it's just funny to me that somebody said, yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy.
Maybe he's highly qualified.
Is he?
I don't know.
To do what? To do what?
So have you heard of the...
If he's looking at a computer screen and he's trying to determine where the flaw in a post is, if it's over there, he's not going to see it. He's not even going to see it. It'll be off the screen. Sorry. So we went there. We made fun of a guy for the way he looks. And I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, Jeremy. I'm sorry, you, if you were offended at our humor. But it was just too much to pass up. I will take the blow. I will.
Well, every morning I look in the mirror and I laugh. So I'm good.
Yes,
all right?
I do the same thing.
Every morning.
I laugh at me.
Yes,
so,
because yeah. I know it's hard to believe, but I'm actually not that attractive. As far as little people go, I'm very...
Yeah.
I'm big in stature.
He's the best looking fire plug within a block of here. Easily. Easily.
For sure.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Yeah, it's just... Oh, my gosh.
There's lots more, but...
There's lots more.
The old clock on the wall says, get out of here.
Well, you know what? Anything from our Babylon friends this week?
No.
Nothing.
They didn't put anything out.
Yeah.
I just told you we're late, and you're asking me to bring more stuff into the show. How do we do that? I gotta go. You gotta go. They gotta go.
I don't want to do work. This is fun.
Okay. Well, that's different. I get that. Okay, Luke, we can drag something.
We're not going to do that. You know what? We really appreciate you all being here, and we hope and pray that you have a happy Christmas season.
We'll be back before Christmas.
I know, but I just want them to be in the season now.
Well, they're in it. They're in it.
Because we know the reason now.
We do know the reason for the season.
They told us.
Yes.
The peanuts.
And in regards to all that we have brought to light here, I think pray is our song today.
Absolutely.
And if we're wearing you out with it, we're sorry. It's just the message of the day.
It just makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm still Gary Chapman.
I'm still Scott Kutcher.
And this truth remains very turbulent.
Indeed.
On the ground, a large fire just a couple hundred meters from the White House.
On top of it, jumping on this windshield.
The anger and the flames, it's all become soberingly familiar in this country.
And now they are blocking freeway traffic as you...
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their from your wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land. Seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. Then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your lips.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I forget for sin and heal their land.
Just pray. Pray.